Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty different, AI, and how it's being used in the legal field.
Yeah, you might be surprised to hear that.
Our source is an article that talks about the American Arbitration Association.
They're also known as the AAA.
And some of the really innovative things they're doing with AI. So are you ready to see how this cutting-edge tech is changing the legal world?
It's definitely shaking things up, making things a lot more efficient.
Yeah.
In fact, the AAA actually started using AI to create training videos.
Oh, wow. For their employees?
Yeah, for their employees.
Okay, that's right. They wanted to make those internal learning resources more engaging and easier to update, right?
Much easier to update.
So they decided to try out some of these AI-generated video platforms.
Yeah.
You might have heard of Synthesia or Hagen.
And the appeal is pretty clear. You don't need a film crew. You don't need actor studios. All the costs that go along with that traditional video production.
Right.
The AAA found that using AI for video production was 40% faster and 60% cheaper than traditional methods.
Wow, that's a big difference.
That's huge.
Yeah, they even used Hagen to create a video for their President's Award.
Oh, wow.
So really putting this tech into action.
That's interesting because Hagen creates videos from still images.
Okay.
Another platform they use, Synthesia, uses AI to generate videos from text.
Oh, wow.
So they were really experimenting with all these different platforms and seeing, okay, how can this one be used? How can that one be used?
It's like having a whole toolkit right there at your disposal.
Yeah.
But things get even more interesting, I think, when you start thinking about AI video and deepfakes. Have you ever heard of those?
Oh, yeah. Deepfakes are a big topic of conversation these days.
Right.
A deepfake is basically a video that has been manipulated using AI to make it look like someone is saying or doing something they never actually did.
Right.
And the technology's gotten so good that it can be really, really difficult to tell a deepfake from a real video.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. One of the leaders at the AAA, Miroslava Shearholz, did this experiment where she used Hagen to create a video featuring their CEO, Bridget McCormack.
Hey.
And it wasn't a deep fake in the sense that it was meant to deceive anyone.
Right. But it was incredibly realistic and, more importantly, easy to make.
Yes.
And that raises some big ethical questions, especially in a legal setting where trust and authenticity are so important.
Absolutely. I mean, the AAA leaders, they've been pretty vocal about the need for safeguards.
Yeah.
They talk about requiring consent for avatar creation and developing ways to verify the authenticity of videos.
Of course.
And they've even highlighted the need for guidelines about how AI can be used responsibly.
Because think about it. What happens when you can't trust what you see in a video?
Yeah.
What happens when AI-generated evidence is presented in court?
It's a scary thought.
It is.
And you're sitting there watching a video, you think it's real, but it turns out it was completely fabricated.
And how would you know?
Right, and how would you know?
It really makes you question everything you see.
It does.
And everything you hear, honestly.
Yeah, it really does.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, it really highlights the need for some kind of, you know, clear guidelines and standards for using this technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the AAA has actually taken a really proactive approach.
Okay.
By establishing their own internal guidelines for responsible AI use.
Good for them.
And they're also advocating for industry-wide standards.
Yeah, because it can't just be one organization doing this right.
Exactly.
It's got to be, everyone has to be on board to ensure that this is used ethically.
Everyone needs to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that really impressed me about the AAA's approach was this focus on awareness.
Okay.
They're not just trying to implement these guidelines quietly.
Right.
They're really actively educating people about the potential pitfalls of AI and deepfakes.
Yeah, and I think that's so important.
It is.
Because if more people understand how this technology works,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be better equipped to know when it's being misused.
And to demand safeguards?
Yes. It's about empowering individuals to be critical consumers of information in a world where, you know, it's becoming increasingly difficult to figure out what's real and what's not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talked a lot about the risks.
Right.
But, you know, the AAA, they're not just focused on the negative side of AI.
Of course not.
They also see its potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They envision a future where AI can actually revolutionize communication and education, even within the legal field.
So, like, what would that look like?
Well, imagine a world where legal proceedings are more streamlined, you know?
Okay.
Where complex information is made accessible to everyone through these AI-powered tools.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, AI could be used to translate legal documents into plain language that anyone can understand.
Okay.
Or to create interactive simulations for legal training.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, the possibilities are really exciting.
Yeah. It is very exciting. But, you know, like the AAA keeps emphasizing.
Yeah.
It has to be done ethically. Yeah.
We need to be thoughtful about it. We need to make sure that we're using this technology to enhance justice and fairness, not undermine it.
Not to make it worse.
Right. It's a very delicate balance.
Yeah, for sure. And this conversation goes way beyond the legal field. I mean, this is something that we all need to be thinking about as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
Absolutely.
I mean, what can we do? Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
How do we as a society ensure that technology serves humanity?
That's the big question.
It really is the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, it all comes back to responsibility, right?
Yeah.
We can't just keep adopting all this new technology without thinking about the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we've already seen how AI can be misused.
Oh, yeah.
To spread misinformation or even to create harmful content.
And as AI gets more and more sophisticated, those risks are only going to increase.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, we need to be having some serious conversations about how to regulate this, how to use it.
Yeah. How do we find that balance?
Right. How do we balance the innovation with being ethical?
Yeah. That's a tough one.
It's not an easy question to answer.
But I think one of the most important things we can all do is just educate ourselves.
Absolutely.
The more we understand about AI and what it can do, the better we'll be able to, you know, make informed decisions about how it's used.
And that education needs to start early, too.
Oh, yeah.
We need to be teaching kids about AI in schools.
Right.
Not just about the technical stuff, but, you know, the ethical implications as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So to bring this back to all of you listening.
Yeah.
What can you do right now? I mean, you can start by being a more discerning consumer of information.
Yeah.
Don't just believe everything you see online.
Question everything.
Right. Question the source.
Look for verification.
Yeah. And, you know, be aware that some of this stuff might be AI generated.
And if you see something that seems off.
Yeah.
Flag it, you know, share your concerns with friends and family.
Talk about it.
Yeah. The more we talk about these issues, the more likely we are to find solutions.
Yeah, exactly. And this deep dive, you know, we've only just scratched the surface here.
Yeah. This is a huge topic.
But hopefully this has given you some things to think about.
Yeah. This conversation is just getting started.
Mm-hmm. And it's a conversation we all need to be a part of.
Absolutely.
So keep questioning, keep learning, and keep pushing for that responsible innovation.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.